Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, versioning projects cleanly for jungle and drum and bass. I'm excited. We're going to lock in a workflow that keeps your creative flow intact, lets you experiment aggressively, and guarantees you can always roll back to a solid mix. No more losing a killer break because you hit save at the wrong moment. Let's go. Lesson overview. This lesson is aimed at intermediate Ableton Live producers working around jungle and DNB tempos, think 165 to 175 BPM. You'll learn a concrete versioning workflow, a template, a first stable version, branching rules for bass and drums, and how to export consistent stems for mixing, mastering, or collaboration. We'll cover live specific moves like save a copy, collect all and save, freeze and flatten, and resampling. I'll also give device chain recommendations for drum and bass buses, and a final checklist so exports are reliable. What you'll build. By the end, you'll have a clear folder structure and naming convention, a save template for future sessions, a V001 initial build, at least two experimental branches, V002 bass and V002 drums, and exported stems for each version. You'll also have Go-To drum and bass bus chains you can reuse and save as presets. Quick prerequisites. Ableton Live 10, 11, or 12 recommended. Default sample rate 44.1 kHz and 24-bit. Typical jungle tempo 165-175 BPM. Keep that in mind as you save versions. First time setup. Template and project structure. Start by building a jungle template live set. Populate it with a sensible skeleton. Master chain that includes utility, EQ8 with a surgical high pass around 15 Hz, glue compressor as a gentle glue, and a limiter with a soft ceiling around -0.3 dB. Create two return tracks for FX, a short plate reverb and a delay for halftime or ping pong effects. Make groups. Drums, bass, synths, vocals and an empty bus stems track for resampling. Color code group so the project is readable at a glance. Drums red, bass dark green, synths purple. Add arrangement locators for intro, drop, roll, outro. Save that set as a template. You can put it in a templates folder and also consider making it your default set if that works for your habits. Create a project folder the moment you start a new tune. I recommend this structure. Project name slash project files for .als files. Audio slash raw samples, audio slash processed samples, stems, exports, and a notes.txt or manifest file at the root for change logs. Immediately do file right arrow save live set as into project files with an initial name like project name v001 initial.als. Naming and branching rules. Pick a semantic naming convention and stick to it. Use project name v... descriptor. For small experiments, append a letter like V002 a short esc. For major directional changes, use V002 bass or V002 drums. Dates are optional but useful for long-running projects. The first commit. Solidify your starting point. As soon as you hit a version you want to preserve, do two things. 1. File right arrow save a copy into project files with that semantic name. 2. Immediately run collect all and save so every sample used is included and the set is portable. Then write a one-line entry in notes.txt. Say V001. Solid loop. Rough mix. -3 dB. Drum bus saturation +4 dB. That one line saves you hours later. Drum bus chain. Practical stock device settings. On your drums group, put a processing chain that keeps things heavy but controlled. Typical chain order. EQ8 high pass at 20-30 Hz with a steep slope. Drum bus with drive around 4 to 8 and boom knob if you need extra weight. Saturator with 3 to 6 dB drive and soft clip. Then glue compressor with a 2:1:4:1 ratio. Attack around 10-30 ms. Release auto. Use utility at the end to trim if you need -3 dB of headroom. If you're working with amen breaks, slice in simpler or warp in beats mode with preserve transient set to 8 or 16 to maintain punch. Bass bus chain. Keep the subs tight. On the bass group, HBF around 30-40 Hz only if you absolutely need it. Sometimes you'll leave all the sub. Multiband dynamics on the sub band under 120 Hz will help consistency. Mild saturator after EQ will add texture. Follow with glue or compressor with 520 ms attack and 100-200 ms release to help the roll breathing. Use a dedicated sub chain in an instrument rack set to mono below 120 Hz using utility width 0%. Save that instrument rack with macros for drive, sub level and mid tones so you can recall it instantly. Branching workflow, safe experimentation. When you want to try a radical bass idea, Save a copy as project name V002 bass. Freeze the drums group to reduce CPU and lock those sounds. To resample a distorted mid growl, create an audio track set to resampling. Arm it, toggle macros and record a passive 8 bars, then consolidate and move the file into audio/processed samples. If you do destructive edits, freeze and flatten after you've made the save a copy step, so the original MIDI and rack settings remain in the copy you didn't touch. If your branch is drum focused, save a copy as V002 drums, freeze the bass, then chop and resample new Amen variations. Use grouping and duplicated tracks inside the same set if you want /bing without duplicating the whole .als. Use live features to avoid duplication fatigue. You can maintain alternate lanes by duplicating tracks. Name them drums.validation A and drums.validation B. Disable one and switch as needed. Rack macros and presets are your friend. Save multiple versions of instrument and FX racks with descriptive names like drumbus V02 grit. Only duplicate whole sets when you want a totally separate commit. Otherwise, keep variants inside the set for quick comparisons. Cleaning and finalizing pre-export checklist. Before you export stems, use file right arrow manage files right arrow manage project to consider removing unused samples, but be careful. Keep raw samples until you're sure. Consolidate important loops with CMD/Ctrl+J and move them into audio/processed samples. Freeze tracks you want to render as stems without losing the MIDI. This audio version is shortened for playback.